portion of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and all those nooks and crannies from which you hail. I say hello and welcome to Tuesday as we forge ahead down the runway trying to get to the tail end of the week, right? Actually, we're pretty much almost into hump day by the time you're listening to this in parts of the country anyway. Hey, coming up in this hour of America tonight, you remember when you went to camp? Think about it. There's been a bunch of movies made about camp and adults going back because they just loved camp and they want to retrace their steps. But summer camp is pretty cool. I went to summer camp just a little bit. I went to a tennis camp. It was cheap, it was fun, and I got to crush the competition. Or at least in my mind, I got to crush the competition. I also went to a place in the Pine Barrens where they have that really scary creature. You know what I'm talking about. Bigfoot. And this was in New Jersey. It was Camp Indewendewin. I'm sure you remember the camp that you went to. That was Girl Scout camp. You might have gone to Boy Scout camp. I'm going to introduce you to a pair of young guys who run a camp. But what's the twist on this camp is, because bullying has become so big, they're trying to teach the youngsters about bullying and how to not be bullied and what they should do, which is such an epidemic in this country. So that's coming up in our next segment. Also, my pal Ben Fuchs is back to give you some timely advice as the numbers are staggering that we're seeing in the USA today about all the problems people are having related to nutrition and food. And a lot of this has to do with, no joke, the ground where we're growing the vegetables and whatnot. Someone told me the other day, and of course, I don't know, I didn't know this. They said, and I love celery. I love me some celery. I'm sure some of you guys like celery, even if you go to Hooters and you get the celery on the side, when you know, when you get the hot wings. Or if you get a Bloody Mary and you eat the celery, you probably eat celery. It's a dirty vegetable. I like celery. And I said dirty vegetable because of how it's grown. So that scared me. And I started to wonder, started to question some of the nutrients and stuff that, you know, that I've been, things that I've been eating. So Ben talks about how you can get some of those nutrients inside you very, very easily. Thanks to something called Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which I'm a big fan of that. He was the one who, when he met me, told me about it. So we'll jump into that stuff, too, as well. Plus the mailbag. Some of you wondering, what's the scoop on the case of George Zimmerman? Where is he hiding out? As if I had a crystal ball to tell you that one. But, and you weighed in on a couple of things that were part of the vote, because it was, Tuesday was a voting day for many. Richard Lugar, who had been in the Senate for 35 years, fell to the challenger, Richard Murdoch, in a Indiana primary in 36 years. 36 years. 35, 36 years. Lugar had been there on the Hill, so that's a shocking one. But there's reason for it, and we'll dive into that. How about this? Representative King, Pete King, never shy to voice his opinions, and good for him because sometimes he's right on, is saying that the White House misled the public on the bomb plot. They say a would-be bomber at the center of this thwarted al-Qaeda plot to bomb a U.S. plane was a CIA informant, but King is saying that there's information out there that says that there is a lot of misinformation on what really happened in that plot. The way the story is told is that there was somebody who infiltrated the system, the bomb-making system, and was able, in out of Yemen, and was able to gather the trust of the people who wanted to blow up the plane, al-Qaeda. You know, it was one of these al-Qaeda affiliate bomb deals. And he's saying, whoa, we need to, this is another underwear bomber kind of thing. We need to review this case as they're touting what the intelligence agencies have done to try and stop it, that they were able to get in there. He's saying there's a fine line, that there has to be a better way to see, or at least do a review on, how to tell the public what we should tell the public, that there's, you know, top secret information. There's a fine line. How can we keep things a secret? I mean, are there things that they're trying to keep a secret, but how can they do it as to not mislead you and I? Raise your hand if you feel like you've ever been misled by the government. We have our special infrared glasses, although they look like normal glasses, and we can see those hands going up across the United States and beyond, and I see lots of hands going up, because what happened is the Obama administration, after lots of pushing and prodding from reporters in Washington, confirmed late on Monday what for weeks had been a highly classified operation, that the U.S. had confiscated a sophisticated bomb that was part of a plot by Al-Qaeda to bring down a U.S. plane, something that they failed to do, if you remember, 2009, that Christmas Day bombing Abdullah Muttalib, because he couldn't get the bomb off and was stopped by the passengers. So the White House mouth, the press secretary Jay Carney, confirmed that President Obama was made aware of the op in early April. But the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security sent out an intelligence bulletin claiming, whoops, that's them in the background, claiming there was no specific credible threat to the U.S. homeland in that run-up to the one-year anniversary of Osama bin Laden's death, because that was, you know, that was the whole thing at the heart of this. So Janet Napolitano, the head of Homeland Security, talked about what would have been detected and some of the appropriate, let's say, appropriate measures. Take a listen.
We will be taking all appropriate measures now that the plot has become public, to make sure that the aviation and the traveling public remain safe.
All things considered, yes, in high likelihood that we've been detected.
So King is saying, Congressman King is saying, you know, determining how to discuss an ongoing operation like this one in public is challenging, and he wants to make sure that they do it without giving up the mission. Pete, they gave up the mission. We already know what happened here. So the idea of infiltrating the inner sanctum of the bomb makers in Yemen, it might be a little bit tougher. It was a huge counterterrorism op, but, and so bravo to the people who were able to do that. But it was kept secret to protect the operation, because that's, they were right in the middle of the operation. I mean, it's a huge victory for the U.S. However, it has to be a big wake-up call that that the war on terrorism is over once we're completely done, I guess, in Afghanistan. And you know what? Until you can really say that you have cut up everyone connected, in a sense, to Al-Qaeda, it's not destroyed worldwide. It's just shifted, as we have said many, many times. We talked to our terrorism expert, Jeff Atticott, to Yemen, and Pakistan, too, as well. We're talking summer camps and bullying and all that on the flip side.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good day. Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 8, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,629.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,670.25, $835.13 for a half ounce, and $417.56 for a quarter ounce. $1,670.25, $835.13, and $417.56.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, we've been talking about bullying of all kind for a long time here on the show. Some of you have called and shared some of your stories about your kids, even what's happened, whether it's verbal bullying, cyberbullying, whatever's gone on, and how you teach them to deal with that. With these two brothers that we're going to introduce you to, they're in our virtual green room right now, Blake and Ryan Lieberman, and they're responsible for running a summer camp for younger kids. It kicks in next month, and one of the things that they're going to do, you know, you have the fun, the games, the things that you normally do in camp, but one of the things they're going to do is teach kids how to deal with bullying in all the forms. Some of them I already mentioned, which I think is so terrific. So we want to welcome them in. Hi, Blake. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on the show. Blake, I understand that you started the camp originally. So my question is, why did you decide, because we understand summer camp and boy, everyone loves to go to camp. What made you decide to put in a thing where you taught the kids how to deal with bullying?
Well, we know how prevalent bullying is with our campers, which is ages 5 to 13. So we just want to make sure that as they're role models and counselors that we teach them how to deal with the bully if they're faced with one and how to prevent to become a bully themselves.
Oh, I like that, how to not be a bully themselves. What have you cooked up to teach them how to not be a bully themselves? Show them things that could be perceived as bullying and how you go down that path? Or is that the kind of stuff you're showing them?
Oh, yeah. Every day at camp, just like in between activities and as the day's going on, we kind of, through our activities, teach the kids, you know, not to be confrontational, to get along, like to cooperate together and to have like sportsmanship so that they really are like on the same level and working together, and there's really no bullies at Camp Spark, and we're hoping there'll be no bullies anyway.
Yeah. Blake, did you have any bullying when you were growing up? Did you have to deal with that, you or Ryan?
I was never really bullied, like, myself, but I, of course it goes around, and I was always prepared on how to deal with the bully, like, if I were faced with one, but fortunately, like, my friends had a strong pack, and we would always, like, be there for each other and never really like make fun of each other that much, and we just like try to instill those values in our campers as well, so they're not faced with problem.
Yeah, and if you think of the age, you said the age of the kids, Ryan, the kids probably can relate to you because you're younger. You're not, you know, no offense to the people, the teachers out there, because some of them do a great job, but you're not 35, 40, 45 years
right.
old. Do you think the kids can relate to you a little bit more?
Right, yeah, that's one of the great aspects of Camp Spark. Like, as opposed to being a camp run by adults, Camp Spark's a camp run by kids, for kids, so the kids are more comfortable expressing themselves with us and they're more relatable to us. And so in any given situation, they're more than comfortable to come up to us and, you know, like, vent their feelings and let us know whatever's on their mind. And especially, it's really cool. We see most of these kids at school, and, you know, regardless of whenever it is, they're happy to come up to us and tell us anything that may be bothering them, and we love helping them out and helping them deal with every situation.
Yeah. Blake, do you find that of all the kinds of bullying, what do you hear your friends complain about the most, or what kind of things do you hear about more? Is it cyberbullying? Is it more verbal? Or I think it's probably not as much physical, right? Is it more the other things?
Right. When you typically think of bullying, you think of, like, a kid getting beat up, like physical bullying. But the reality of it is that really verbal and cyberbullying are the most, like, common type of bullying, and that's what we really, like, focus on and try and teach the kids how to deal with. And especially with, like, all the social media, like Facebook and Twitter and everything like that, it's really easy, and it's an advantage to the bully for cyberbullying, because the bully isn't in front of the victim, so, like, the victim is really powerless, and sometimes the victim doesn't even know who is attacking them. So we just want to make sure that our campers and really any kids are prepared to deal with, like, this reality, and to make sure that, like, they don't do this to other kids, and they know what to do in the face of a bully. Right. And just to add to my brother's point, with the internet, there's an added sense of, like, anonymity that allows you to say whatever you want to say without really facing any consequences. But we're trying to teach these kids values that will prevent them from getting involved in these situations and, like, not creating a hostile environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Terrific stuff that you guys are doing that. Ryan, what else do you do at Camp Spark? What do you do?
Camp Spark, we have tons of activities. You name a sport, we have it. Basketball, football, baseball, wiffle ball, capture the flag. We really have a great time playing a bunch of different sports.
Do you find, Blake, do you find that the kids, you know, when we're talking about Ryan says you play a lot of different sports, because you have so many different sports, do you find that somebody finds something for everybody? Is there something that everybody can relate to?
Absolutely, yes. Every kid, no matter what sport we're doing, always has a great time. Because even though, like, competitiveness is a huge aspect of Camp Spark, really the more important aspect we try and teach is sportsmanship. So whatever sport we're playing, every kid's having a great time, and they're being good to each other.
All right. I went to Camp Indawendawin. It was so much fun, but I wish I had counselors and people to help me like you two. How about anyone else listening here across America? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. What kind of summer camp experience did you have? Guys, good luck with Camp Spark Summer, and you can check it out at campsparksummer.com. We appreciate you coming on, and good stuff you're doing there. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us on. Thank you very much.
All right, when I went to that camp that I mentioned, one thing that we never talked about was bullying, but now it's just become so prevalent. I've been to a couple of different sites like stompoutbullying.org, and the recent statistics say that 1 out of 4 kids is bullied, 1 out of 5 kids admits to being a bully or doing some bullying. 8% of students miss 1 day of class per month for fear of bullies. That's terrible. And then 43% fear harassment in the bathroom at school because that's where you could be cornered. You have 100,000 students plus carrying a gun to school. If you wanted to up that game and talk about violence, ooh, boy. And the bullying behavior is, I think, sometimes tough to come up with a definition for what that is, because what's joking and what they call good-natured ribbing and bullying with hostility and aggression, that's just singling out somebody physically or, you know, whatever, the obvious signs of bullying. But it's sad because now we're talking about verbal bullying. We've said that there. Physical bullying is is threatening to punch somebody, that kind of stuff. They don't give up their lunch money. And, you know, that's the stuff we used to laugh at in some of those movies, but now it's gotten so, the intimidation is so bad. These poor kids, some of them kill themselves. That's how awful it is. And, you know, what is it, what turns kids into bullies? That's something definitely to look at. And imagine if your kid is one of the kids being bullied. What it, you know, it's not so obvious. It's not like it used to be. Somebody has a black eye or something else where you can see it. And I guess what you, I don't guess, I think what you have to do is you have to help the kid learn how to stand up to a bully. You have to talk to them about why people act like that and that they might feel guilty because, see, what's a kid automatically going to do, which is why, sadly, we've had some of those suicides to talk about. Because they feel guilty, they blame themselves somehow, so there has to be a way to teach them about the confrontation with a bully, that if they're angry and all that other stuff, it's not going to really do much. You know, what is it that you can do to diffuse them? And the one thing that I've heard many, many times is just to look the bully in the eye and say, cut it out. I don't like this. I want you to stop now and then walk away. And I wonder if that works. And then mixing this with camp is probably a great idea. Although those years at camp that I went, there wasn't anything about bullying that went on there. It was more about staying up late and eating s'mores. Did you eat s'mores, when you were in camp? Did you do that? And now I look at that, and I look at that food, and I think, oh, those marshmallows, those graham crackers, the chocolate that you melted on it. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole now, but s'mores. I'm from Jersey, can you tell? We love those things. We loved eating those. I think Ben Fuchs, our next guest, would have a heart attack over that because, that's certainly something that you don't want to eat when you're trying to give yourself nutrients and get in shape and drink some of that water instead of all that pop that so many of us down, or Red Bulls or all the other nonsense out there. So Ben's in the wings. You're going to love them. Stick around. Pay attention next.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, everybody, so excited about this. I've been talking a lot about the fact that I never took any kind of nutrients other than what I got at the food that I was eating, which was a lot of cheeseburgers, frankly. I wouldn't eat, and then I'd go to, like, Chick-fil-A, no offense to Chick-fil-A, and I'd eat a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and I felt like I was healthy. The last time I took vitamins was Flintstone vitamins. I even posted something on my website about it. Until I met Ben Fuchs in New York City, and he gave me a tongue lashing. Well, not really, but he told me, he's like, what's up with you? You need to try something, and I've got it for you, and it's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And it really is easy. It's really amazing because I just mix it in with the water, and I carry it around all day long. And just like Beyonce says that she dumped her baby weight because she was drinking a gallon of water between the water and the Tangy Tangerine, it has been a miracle for me because I've dumped over 35 pounds since I first met Ben Fuchs. And, you know, it seemed like it started off slow, and then it took off, and I started to change my eating habits, and now it's become a lot easier. And I see all these things that are being written about what's going on with people who don't have any nutrition and ultimately how it can catch up with you. So I feel really, really good about that. Ben, so what's the deal? I'm one of the results people, but you have an even better story about somebody else that's on the network.
Yeah. Aaron Dykes over at the Alex Jones Show. He lost almost 90 pounds. And he's on TV, so people saw it. People actually saw his transition from big, fat guy, 90 pounds heavier, and they watched him gradually lose the weight. And that's exactly what happens, Kate. And it's not so much that this thing is about weight loss. And I was really surprised when people started asking me about, hey, I want to be on the same thing that Aaron lost to lose weight, and everybody wants to know about losing weight, because I never thought of this as being about weight loss. To me, weight loss is like a side benefit. Yeah, you're going to lose weight because the fact is you're overweight because you're not getting the nutrients that you need. You see, we think, Kate, that the only way to get nutrition is to get calories, and calories are just one part of the nutrient pie. Calories are like heat, but you got to have some kind of way of channeling the heat. So if you eat a food that has just heat and nothing to channel that heat, the body doesn't know what to do with the heat, so it sticks it in its storage compartment, which is what we call our fat butts and our fat guts. Our fat butts and our fat guts are the way the body handles all that heat. Calorie literally means heat. A calorie is a unit of heat. But when you get yourself nutrients, now your body can use the calories much more efficiently, and now you have energy to do things, and you don't feel feel like you need to be going out and getting more calories. Your body is actually using the calories instead of storing the calories, because that's the job of nutrients. What we call nutrients are really chemical structures that channel heat into work. Without those nutrients, the body cannot channel heat into work. It can only store the heat as fat. And that's why nutrients are so important for losing weight. They allow you to burn and use your calories for work, the work of making protein, the work of making new cells, the work of making new bone and new blood vessels, the work of being healthy and being alive and being vital. Without those nutrients, your body has no way to work with the calories, so it sticks them in our butts, it sticks them in our guts, it sticks up in our thighs and says, let's go out and get some more calories. And so we go out and get more calories, but the body can't work with those calories. It stores them away, and you end up in this vicious cycle, which can only be broken by getting in nutrients. Now, for many years, there was no divorce between calories and nutrients. For millions of years, there was no separation between calories and nutrients. We always got calories with nutrients. When we were in the African savannah and we just killed a wildebeest, the calories came with nutrients. So calories and nutrients came together. But in the last 100 years, 150 years, 200 years, very recently we began to figure out how to process food so it was just calories without nutrients. And on top of that, the soils are being overfarmed, and when the soils don't have the minerals that they need, the plants don't make the proteins that they need. So people think that they're eating well, and you may be eating all your four food groups and your four colors and have them all nice and pretty on your plate, but if you're not getting the nutrients because the plants aren't getting the nutrients because they're not in the soil, now you got these calories without nutrients, and they get stored and you go out for more, blah, 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 blah. So getting yourself on concentrated nutrients without calories is the only way to break that cycle, and that's why I talk about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much. When you get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it's not just the BTT cake, it's any kind of nutrient dense food, like what we've been calling power foods. When you get these power foods, these nutrient-dense foods, you are satisfied with less. And then when you chew your food and you hydrate with your food, use water with your foods, again, you're satisfied with less food and the weight naturally drops off.
Yeah, it's so true, because I've seen it. It took a while for me to get it through my skull, but it really has made the difference, because I wasn't taking any nutrients. I thought I was fine because I wasn't having problems, but I didn't have any of that. Right, exactly. Little did I know when all I ate was, it's calories. I'll just eat, and this is really true. I'll just eat a Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, fried chick burger, and that's it. And that's what I would have, and maybe some like coleslaw. I thought I was going to lose weight that way because it's not that many calories, and I was killing myself with nutrients.
And you weren't getting those nutrients. Look, Kate, have you been following these health statistics?
Yes.
This is the one that came out in USA Today about obesity today. Oh my goodness.
Shocking.
You're talking 30 to 50% of people obese, 20% severely obese by the year 2035. And you know what else? We have this Obamacare thing coming out in 2 years, Kate. Oh my God, is that a disaster waiting to happen? Let me tell you, as a healthcare professional, somebody who's been in the healthcare field for 30 years, you have, if we even survive for another 2 years, that's another question. But if we get to the point where there is a government mandated federal healthcare, that is the last thing you ever want to interface with. And the only 100% sure way to guarantee not interfacing with that kind of with government mandated healthcare, VA style healthcare, is to make sure that you're taking care of your health on your own. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. In that order. Nutriate, respirate, move, and rest. Nutriate meaning food and supplements. Respirate meaning inhalation, powerful exhalation. Learn how to deep breathe. And by the way, water is a very important part of that nutriate component. And then move your body a little bit. And you know what the best part of what I call the square of health, the 4-point square of health? The best part is your body loves long, luscious rest. and it loves to rest because that's when it's growing and recovering. The body likes a little bit of movement, a little bit of stress, a little bit of challenge, and lots of rest. Now, doesn't that sound good?
It does sound good, absolutely. And you talk about leverage. Talk a little more about leverage, because that's
leverage.
Huge.
I love that concept. You know, people say, you ever have anybody ask you what you thought the most important invention in the world was? Sometimes they'll ask scientists what the most important invention. And they always say the wheel, right? Isn't that what the standard idea is?
The wheel.
Right? I don't think the wheel was the most important invention. I think the most important invention was the lever, because the lever allows you to place a very small amount of movement and get a lot of results. That's what leverage is. A little bit of movement, a little bit of action gives you a big result. And I'm a big believer in all kinds of the uses and manifestations of leverage in our life. We wanted to put as little effort as possible to maximize and get as much results as possible. That's what the ideal leverage is. In money, it means small amounts of money give you a lot of results. In science, it means a very elegant, simple experiment gives you a result that you can use in a lot of different ways. So to me, in nutrition, leverage is with when you can use a small little move, something that doesn't take a lot of effort, something that doesn't take a lot of work, something that doesn't take a lot of money, something that doesn't take a lot of anything, but you can get a huge amount of results. And I call these levers, nutritional levers, and the concept is leverage. And as an example, oxygenation. When you don't breathe deeply, your adrenal glands think that you're going through some kind of stress response, and what your adrenals will do is they'll clamp down on your blood pressure in order to get more oxygen to your tissues. So when you don't have when you're not breathing correctly, you immediately go into stress emergency mode. You immediately go into hypertensive mode. Your heart has to work harder. You're not getting perfusion or blood to things like your brain in response, because now you have hypertension. It messes up the circulatory system. And all you have to do to drop your blood pressure like a stone, Kate, and by the way, 60 to 80 million Americans have issues with high blood pressure.
Oh, yeah.
The simplest way to do it is to deep breathe. Now, the reason this is part of leverage is because it's so easy to do, but you get results everywhere in your body. So oxygenation is a very important leverage point. Another very important leverage point, and these are things that you can do real easily, that real cheaply, and you don't need a doctor to do them. You don't need to go to the insurance company to fill out any forms to do these, but you get tremendous, tremendous results. Just like oxygenation, another one is hydration. Water. Making sure that you are well hydrated is so important. Listen, we got 30% of Americans are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. And let me tell you something. One of the fastest ways to lower your blood sugar is to drink more water. Because when you drink more water, your blood gets diluted, your blood sugar concentration drops, especially first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, Kate, we're totally dehydrated, right?
Yeah, you're right.
8 hours, you haven't drank any water. Not only are you dehydrated, but your blood is more concentrated, your blood is stickier, your blood sugar concentration is much higher. Simply drinking 2 tall glasses of cold water in the morning can have the most positive beneficial health effect, not just in your energy levels, but also in terms of thinning your blood, diluting your blood sugar, and making sure you're getting more nutrients delivered to tissues. And these are very important strategies that you can employ very simply. Another one, get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Fill up a water bottle with it and sip on it all day long. Not only are you going to be giving yourself nutrition, wonderful nutrition, fat-soluble nutrients in an easy-to-absorb form, vitamin C, the B-complex in high concentrations, minerals. Not only that, but you're also going to be getting liquid. You're also going to be getting nutrients. You're going to be getting them in an easy-to-absorb format if you have digestive problems, and you'll be getting them in the way the body likes them, in a nice, steady state, low level throughout the day. It's less than $50 a month. It's so simple to do. It gives you leverage. And then on top of everything else, you're not going to feel like you want to eat and snack anywhere near as much.
Oh, boy, and that's key. AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's where you can pick up Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Ben Fuchs, thanks so much, as always, for coming on ATN.
Thank you, Kate. It's a pleasure.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects. Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorney. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
America Tonight, I invite all of you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. How easy is that? All roads lead to the website, including if you go to the website right now, right at the top, there's a little icon that says Press for Contest, and you can download that app, but you can also get it on any other phone that you have as well. I suggest you do it. Why? Because we're giving away an iPhone. You could win an iPhone. Let's say you have one of those flip phones and you want to get an iPhone. Here's your chance to get one free. If you already are stuck in a contract, don't fret, because you would win $199. We're only doing it for the next 2 weeks. You can enter the contest every single day. All you have to do is, once you have access to Press 4, it'll ask for the keyword. You say America Tonight Contest. How easy is that? America Tonight Contest. By the way, you can also say America Tonight Rant, and then you can let it rip. You're at the grocery store, you park the car, and somebody leaves a cart. It gets windy, and it smashes into the back of your car, creates a little dent or a little scrape. That might make you want to rant, for example. Or you're standing in a line at the post office. You have no choice. There is no other way to mail the thing that you want to mail. So you're stuck in the line, and there's only one person at the counter, and the line is wrapped around the building as if you were actually lining up for Lady Gaga tickets. You've eaten your lunch. You've done some work. Yeah, that's a little frustrating. So you might want to vent. go to Press 4, Say America Tonight Rant. And you can do it any time of day, so you can always be part of the show, which I love that. More ways to communicate. All right, speaking of communicating by snail mail, let's head to the mailbag. We must have given him the night off. What do we say? Mail's here. Mistress, you've
you
got mail.
You have mail, mistress.
You have mail. You have mail. Do that again.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, you're so good. Voiceover talent. You are blooming. I want to represent you. I think we can make some big bucks together, Matt.
I could show up better than the guy who currently does it. He likes to go on vacation from time to time.
Shame on him. All right, so let's go to our first one. This one's from Brandon. Brandon says, hello, Ms. Kate. I heard you mention something about the attorney at Gitmo representing one of the guys that is being tried through the military commission on 9/11, the fact that he was part of the 9/11 deal. And his attorney wearing the hijab. Give me a break with that. You are absolutely right. So Christian women who are attorneys or do something else to facilitate the proceedings should be forced to dress in Muslim garb. That's absolutely ridiculous. Too bad for them. They should have thought about what they did to all the people that they killed on 9/11. I knew it was going to elicit that kind of responses. And I would agree with you. Just wear what you wear. That's an excuse to say it's distracting, but it is an easy distraction for an attorney to say it. Because that whole courtroom drama over the weekend from Guantanamo was ridiculous. 13 hours. It should have taken a couple of hours max. It took 13 hours. And so this is just another one of those distractions. Okay, let's go to this one from Judy Kay, who says, I can't believe this deal about the government banning cupcakes. Have you seen that, Kate, tied to that new obesity study? Wow. The federal government wasting time to go to war on cupcakes. Why? When we have so many other things that are going on in this country. I get it that people are struggling with obesity, and it does create problems as far as diseases and whatnot. But I cannot believe that any time is being wasted for this. Well, 42% of Americans, they say, are going to be obese within 20 years. That's the latest study, and I guess that's how they're justifying it. Yeah, I'd say stay away from our cupcakes. At some point, we become too much of a nanny state, and, you know, you got soda taxes, restrictions on food advertising, and this idea of the cupcake thing is banning bake sales in schools, and that became a law in Massachusetts. I mean, that's ridiculous. Because, hello, there's a thing called moderation, so kids can't be kids, and now they can't have cupcakes, so let's not do that. Let's not allow them to have cupcakes. I think there is a thing, and I could be wrong about this, but I've seen this in my own family. The kids are in decent shape. They don't have a problem with, thank goodness, they don't have a problem with weight in a couple of my families, the Delaney's and the Lorenzes and the Goldsteins and whatever, my first cousins, their kids. And I think it's because, guess what? Yes, they eat healthy food, but they're allowed to have a cupcake. They're allowed to go to the yogurt shop and have frozen yogurt. They're allowed to have a slice of pizza. And for kids, you got to let kids be kids. I think you do. And I think trying to regulate our food is not going to work, honestly. And if you listen to Ben Fuchs, then you know what I'm talking about, because he's telling you need nutrients and you need to eat vegetables and you need to drink water and all that stuff. But certainly he's not saying that as a young child you should be denied the pleasure of having Easter or celebrating Easter. You know, there still is that thing about moderation. So give me a break. Now, teaching them to drink water, that'd be pretty good probably. Because if they're running around and they go to the water fountain, or they can bring, you know, the containers that you carry of water, get kids used to that habit versus some of the crappy juices that hurt their teeth and everything else. Still, can you give them juice? Yeah. But would it be a good thing to teach them about the water deal? Yeah, absolutely. All right, this one's from Washington. Hello, America Tonight. I've been listening to you from my lair. I like that. In Burlington, Vermont. I really enjoy the show, especially when you get down on it, Kate, when it comes to the politics of the day. I believe I've heard you several times say that you are actually in favor of a third party because there's too much of a log jam between the Republicans and the Democrats. I think I've also heard you say that you don't think it'll ever happen in your lifetime. Why is that? I think because there's too much to be gained by, you know, the power. There's something about power that feeds on power, and the parties are established, and you're either playing for this team or you're playing for that team. You're either playing for the Phillies, you're playing for the Mets. You're playing for the Democrats, you're playing for the Republicans. And there have been others who have tried, and there certainly, as we know, the whole Green Party thing, Libertarian, could there be a breakthrough there? We've seen that there have been so-called third-party or independent candidates that have gotten votes, like Ross Perot, 19%. But it's to change that mindset, the establishment, it's going to be pretty, pretty tough to see that, I think, happen. All right, here's one from Tank, who says, "Hello, America Tonight and Katie D. I don't know if you saw the latest about some of the things that have been happening with the TSA. You know, I never was a big fan of beating up the people at the gate, the people who are the gatekeepers, so to speak. But I have to say now it has become absolutely ridiculous. It's like there's a book of rules, and they go to the T looking at the rules, and when common sense should be applied, it completely fails the people who search these kids, who harass the older people, and who basically cause problems with the flow of those coming in and out through security. I don't get it either. There has to be some sort of in-between. I think there is a gray area here. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because there's a teenager now. It's a big story saying that her insulin pump was actually broken going through the checkpoint, and saying it was a diabetic thing where the pump was like a $10,000 pump, and that she needs the pump to survive. Her name's Savannah Barry, and she's trying to tell people about what happened to be warned before they walk through the security, that they, you know, that they need some education to know about things like these pumps, because she has to wear it 24 hours a day, and they weren't prepared to deal with her medical situation. She told them this is what the deal is, and then before you knew it, they had somehow broken the pump. And I agree, they have to know what's going on, and they have to use more common sense, for goodness sakes. Don't forget to download the app, AmericaTonight.net.
Idiot! It's simple!